Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Are you shocked at how your life has, from such a small thing, seeing this film has expanded into a career and a passion?
It was a step-by-step kind of thing and a gradual thing, but when I look back, sure, it's very surprising. I expected to end my career at the Wall Street Journal, and I had I had the best job in the world. And then I went to Lucasfilm, and I had the best job in the world there. So having a second career never really occurred to me, but it's been the best experience I can imagine.
Well, how are you pottering away in retirement's pretty good as
retirement is a strange word. It means you're working harder and making less. But I'm thoroughly enjoying not going into the office every day. I've been working for 6 solid months on a new action figure book, which is finally finished and will be out later this year. The ultimate action figure collection, every darn figure from 1978 to as late as we could get in 2012. And then we've been ramping up Rancho Obi-Wan as a nonprofit since last November, which gives us the opportunity to do tours for members. There are various levels of membership, and we're actually going to have a Rancho Obi-Wan experience at Celebration 6. So we'll be able to show a lot of fans who have heard about it just what it is, hopefully get them to join, and eventually visit.
Like, for us, visiting there was a day we'll never forget. We loved it. It's weird that collecting, it seems quite materialistic, but when we went there, we were so happy.
It's all about connections. Mm-hmm. It's all about, what collecting and Star Wars fandom has done for me is, make friends all over the world. I can go to a couple of dozen countries and I'll know somebody that I can let know I'm coming, and we'll get together, spend some time. And meeting lots of new friends and making lots of new friends through Rancho Obi-Wan. People are coming from as far away as Australia. I don't even know where that is. Obviously, I've spent a bunch of time in Australia over the years and have a lot of good friends there. But it's that sense of community that all of us love so much. It's why so many people go to Celebration. There's the stuff and that's cool, but if there wasn't that sense of community, none of this would exist.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that you have an addictive personality?
I wouldn't call myself addictive. I have a collecting personality. Yeah. I think there's a lot different. An addictive personality can't stop. Mm-hmm. And I can stop when I need to stop, and when it's a matter of I can't afford that. I see a solid gold Japanese 3¾-inch C-3PO, only $7,000. Very easy for me to say, oh, that's nice.
There is a sort of a misconception that you do have everything and you buy everything.
No, you can't have everything. Yeah. I call myself a completist like some other friends, and that just means really not that I buy everything, but I like all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Most people focus on action figures or a single character like Darth Vader. I like the assortment. I like how it shows Star Wars as part of the pop culture. I like how you can find a German printed cone from Clone Wars and say, what is that? It looks like a dunce cap, when really you hold it the other way and you fill it with candy and school supplies for a kid's first day back at school. Or you have a box of 3 1/4 inch floppy disks from Germany, because that was the medium long past. You have kids today, so what's that? So it just shows you how long Star Wars has been around, and how different cultures adapt their things for Star Wars.
I thought also the coolest things in Rancho Obi-Wan was the stuff that people had made for
Oh, yeah, and that's my big area of collecting now. It's the fan-made items which show not only the skill and the talent of Star Wars fans all over the world, but their passion for mm-hmm. Star Wars. It comes through in all of those pieces. Look at this furry little Bantha from the holiday special that a lady named Amy Schoberg from Seattle made. She's made a couple of other ornaments for me. So she does do-it-yourself stuff, but she doesn't so she can mount to people and give them joy, too.
Yeah. I'm interested in how your interactions with George Lucas.
Well, George, you know, owns the company, and when we were still at Skywalker Ranch, you can see him around a lot more and say hi. I've done, obviously, done some projects with him, taped him a lot for various events, worked with him on the Fan Film Awards. George is a great guy, and I had a chance one time to work with him on a short video through a bunch of very strange circumstances, and seeing his creativity and work and how his mind works and his memory of, you know, certain scenes and what should be put where. It was a great experience.
Awesome. How do you think you're a guy that's seen his films and spent a large part of your life dedicating yourself to his films. Did you ever get any feedback, like if you found that confronting or great or...
Well, I mean, you know, when I left Lucasfilm full-time, you know, George wrote a little something on a poster as a going away gift, and you know, called me the number one fan. So I think when you do something that becomes that well known, you sort of have to work through your feelings about, you know, I'm going to be known for this the rest of my life. Am I comfortable with that? You know, I'm not comfortable with the adulation, but okay, I can accept it. So it's all those kinds of stages. George loves the fans. He loves, like, the 501st and what they do as far as the service part of what they do and the charities they support. So, you know, George thoroughly understands and appreciates the fan community.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.